Tonight, I'd like to share with the topic of the salvations. Salvation belongs to the Lord.
今天晚上想跟大家分享这个题目，就属于主的，属于神的。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 3.
请翻，大家请念诗篇第三篇。
Psalm chapter 3, verse 1 to 8.
诗篇第三篇从第一到第八节。
Psalm chapter 3, verse 1 to 8.
诗篇第三篇第一到第八节。
O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. The many are raising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. Verse 3.But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. Verse 5. I lay down and slept. I awoke for the Lord, sustain me, and I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people.Who have set themselves against me round about. Verse 7.
第七节。
Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smit all my enemies on the cheek. Thou hast shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belong to the Lord. Thy blessing be upon thy people. Psalm chapter 3, I think we have gone through these chapters many times, I'm sure, because you are quite familiar with this.
我想大家或许对第诗篇第三篇都很熟悉。
During the time of David, this time is the one of the worst time for in his life.
当大卫写这篇诗的时候，或许是他一生当中可能是遭遇的最不好的事情的时候。
Because at this time the adversary becomes his own son Absalom.
因为这时他的敌人就是他自己的亲生儿子亚沙伦。
This story is a second Samuel from chapter 15 to chapter 18 is written.
这个故事呢就写在撒母耳记下的十五到十八章那里。
We understand that Absalom is the one that very beloved one by King David.
我们知道亚撒伦其实是大卫非常亲爱的一个儿子。
But he's the one later he killed Amnon and then he ran away and then he came back to the palace.
他把亚门这个大帅杀了之后就逃走，后来他又回到城里。
So we have noticed that this son has a great desire to gain the power, which means remove his father. So he wants to gain the power of the nations.
那这个儿子呢，他心中有很大的欲望，想要自己做王，就想把他的父亲给取灭掉。
According to the second Samuel chapter 15.He raised his own armies.
我在撒母耳记第下十五章的时候，有讲到他自己就招了一批的军人来。
And also the people coming to the David, he actually go to the gate and he trying to buy their, which means stealing their heart from the King David.
当有人民要来见王的时候，亚撒伦就跑到城门。然后跟这些人谈话，然后就取得了他们的心了。
So eventually split this people's heart from David, and now bring the people's heart to him.
他就把人民的心就一半的抢到他那边去。
So he doing this very secretly.
所以他就暗暗的这样做。
End up in the day when he try to do to the take over the Jerusalem.
到最后，他就想要把耶路撒冷而取下来。
And at this time, King David and his men cannot do anything but has to run away from the Absalom.
那时候，大卫跟他的手下没有办法做什么，他们就只要只能匆匆的逃走。
So according to the 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 30, at that time that David was, we can see the how his heart he himself was at that time.
那时候我们可以看撒母耳记下15:30，可以看到大卫他的心是怎么样。
In 2 Samuel, I'd like to read 2 Samuel 15.
我们可以看看撒母耳记下15:30。
Verse 30.
Chapter
15, verse 30.
15:30.
And David went up the ascent of the Mount of Olives, and wept as he went, and his head was covered, and he walked a barefoot. Then all the people who were with him each covered his head, and went up weeping as they went.So we can see that at that time, so when he walked away from the Jerusalem, how his heart was at that time.
所以当大卫他离开耶路撒冷的时候，我们可以想象到他那个心是怎么样。
And the web is describing as deeply sorrow from his heart.
他一边走一边哭，所以可以看出他的心中有多痛苦。
And his head cannot up, but was covered.
他头甚至都抬不起来，要低着头，就是这样哭着走。
And then he walked the barefoot.
然后还赤着脚。
And such kind of suffering that emotionally and his soul suffered such greatly at this time.
所以他的心灵都是受到非常大的打击。
We can many times enemy it can be from the outside.
有的时候敌人是从外而来。
Then at least we have a strength enough to defend ourselves.
当我们知道敌人是谁，我们可以抵挡这些敌人。
I don't think this much can suffer like a David suffered this time.
可是要是敌人是外面的敌人的话，我想大卫他不会这么难过。
So David this time he experienced of such a great sorrow in his heart.
那大卫现在他这么心中这么痛苦。
But not only the Absalom, but at that time already many people followed Absalom.
是因为亚撒伦不但只是他一个人，而因为有很多人民也跟着他这个儿子走。
I think it's at that time already a lot of people, which is many people already David knew, have known them very well, I think.
所以就表示这些跟随亚撒伦的人，或许是大卫他已经很熟悉一段时间的人了。
So those who people who follow David before, now they follow Absalom.
这个意思就是说，以前是本来他们是跟随大卫王的，现在反而跟随亚撒伦。
I think it is a great amount of stress and a great amount of let his heart to be dismayed.
所以我想大卫心中一定是很大的压力，而且很不可思议。
And sometimes we encounter difficult times, we can say. Yeah.
有的时候我们会碰到困难。
And a kind of enemy, and maybe because come upon our life.
我们或许会碰到一些人，要想要伤害我们。
And maybe because the enemy can be anybody's.
那这些敌人或许是任何人。
It can be our own family.
有的时候或许自己家人。
It can be our own friends.
有的时候我们的朋友。
It can be our own brother and own sister.
有的时候我们的兄弟或是姐妹。
And such a moment, I'm sure, because we are very discouraged ourselves.
我想这个时候我们都会觉得非常的灰心。
One of the moments that we are our faith, even the moment edge that we can even willing to.We might give up our own the desire of God.
或许我们会逼到我们的信心会受到压迫，会觉得我们甚至想要放弃神。
Now, once we look at the life of our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是我们要是看到主耶稣的时候
，And he came to this world, when especially he came and to the land of Judea.
当耶稣来到这世上，他来到犹大地的时候
，And he come to seeking those lordship to bring back to the God's wings.
他其实想要去找这些迷失的羊带回神的翅膀。
But we have noticed that when Jesus came to this world, actually his own people against him.
但是当主耶稣来跟他的人民传教的时候，这些人都抵挡他。
Not the Gentile actually against him, but his own people against him.
不是要外邦人来阻挡他，而是他同族的人。
So we call the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the scribe and the priest this kind of religious leader.
尤其是这些法利赛人，这些书记，他们这些祭师，都是属于宗教的领导者。
Which is that we can call them. They are the one who know the Bible very well. They might know God very well. We can say.
其实他们这些都是应该最懂得圣经的，而且会最应该最认识神的。
So I think a similar situation when Jesus came to this world. At that time, he was persecuted by his own people. And compared to this Psalm chapter 3 when David was under this kind of a situation.
所以我们看到诗篇第三篇的时候，就类似主耶稣在世上受到这种逼迫一样。
Especially when Jesus, when he about to finish his ministry,
尤其在耶稣快要结束他的在世上的工作的时候
，and then when he captured by the soldier, and then he was nailed on the cross when he died.
当他被罗马钉抓住要钉在十字架的时候
，and many people mocking him.
很多人来那里嘲笑他。
It seems from the people's eyes, this man is truly like a helpless one.
从这些人民的眼中看，这个挂在十字架的人，他其实是很没有办法救自己的。
Many people even mocking the Jesus.
所以就很多人嘲笑他。
Now let's look at the Matthew chapter 26.
让我们看一下马太福音二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Chapter 26, verse 67 and 68.
马太福音二十六章，六十七、六十八节。
Chapter 26, verse 66 and 67 and 68.
二十六章六十七和六十八节。
Then they spat in his face and beat him with their fist, and others slapped him and said, "Prophesy to us, you Christ, who is the one who hit you?" Then here we can see that when Jesus was mocking and then despised by the people.
所以我们看这里描写他主耶稣是怎么样被人取笑，而且被打。
And also when he was on the cross,
而且当主耶稣在十字架的时候
，and also he was despised by the people also,
也被人民小看了。
And let's continue Matthew chapter 27.
请继续看二十七章马太福音。
43 and 44.
四十三和四十四节。
He trusts in God, let him deliver him now, if he takes pleasure in him, for he said, I am the Son of God. And the robbers also who had been crucified with him were casting the same insult at him. So we can see here when Jesus at this time when he died on the cross, he was alone himself, all his disciples now actually left no longer with him.
当耶稣在十字架上的时候，他所有的门徒都逃掉了，所以他是单独一个人。
Now, even the one, the two next to the criminal, actually insert Jesus Christ.
连挂在他旁边的两个罪人都在那里嘲笑主耶稣。
Now, which is there's no any kind of emotional or spiritual which is support.
所以他在那时候一点在精神上或者是在灵上都一点的帮助和支持都没有。
Jesus have gone through a very difficult time and very sorrowful time when he died on the cross.
所以主耶稣他经过了这一段非常痛苦、非常艰难的一刻。
But it seems like he's as a loser. He died on the cross.
大家看来他好像就是一个败者，因为在十字架上死了。
When you look at the Psalm chapter 3, when David when he ran away from his son Absalom.
当我们再看回大卫王从他儿子亚沙伦那里逃走的时候。
At this time, the situation is quite similar.
他那个时候的遭遇就跟主耶稣很类似。
But this time, a lot of these adversaries end up raised up against David because it's a consequence of the David's sin.
大卫所面临这些痛苦困难呢，其实就是他所犯罪的后果。
I'm sure because he understood why he has to go this kind of suffering in his life.
我想他那时候了解他为什么在碰到这些困难。
Because of his sin that he committed against God.
因为他当初有犯罪。在神面前犯罪。
But yet, once you read the second Samuel chapter 15 to 18, we can find out that David he's still holding God.
但是我们看到撒摩耳记下十五章的时候，还是看到大卫是紧紧抓住神的。
He knows that this consequence that he received now, he's such a suffering came from God. Yet he knows God can help him.
虽然他知道这些痛苦都是从神那里来的，但是他还是知道神会帮助他的。
Actually, the David's life, we know he was a great king in the Bible.
我们知道大卫一生都是在圣经记载是一个非常伟大的王。
He's the one that received a lot of favor from God.
因为他从神那里得到很多的得到神的喜悦。
God loves him so much.
神非常爱他。
Yet his life doesn't mean that his life was continued peaceful way his life journey to be.
可是这并不代表他一生就非常舒适。
Because he also the same like us like a weakness that we have, also he had that weakness.
因为他就如同我们一样，我们有的软弱他也有。
Of course, his serious sin was forgiven by God.
当然，他所犯的这个很严重的罪是得到神的赦免。
But yet he have gone through this kind of the life of suffering that have to receive in his time.
但是在他那一生，他还是要接受这些罪的痛苦。
During the time of his walk away from the Jerusalem, many people I'm sure saw that the nature about the David at that time he walked away from the Jerusalem.
我想在大卫离开耶路撒冷的时候，那时候很多人见到他这样走开。
That's why the like a Shimei kind of a person like a cursing the David on the way he out of the Jerusalem.
所以在他逃亡的时候，就像这个示美，有的时候在路上都会嘲笑他，诅咒他。
I think at the moment he might have the easy.Such moment he might give up all his hope, and he might give up all his faith in God.
其实他在那时候很容易就把他的所有的希望和他对神的依靠全部都放弃。
But Psalm chapter 3 verse 3, we can see that he's still holding God.
但是我们看回诗篇第三篇的时候，看到他还是紧紧抓住神。
So you say the verse three is chapter three, verse three, and the psalm says, "But thou, O Lord, art shield about me, and my glory, the one who lifts my head."
在第三章第诗篇三章第三节这里说，但你主是我四围的盾牌，是我的荣耀。又是叫我抬起头来的。
Faith is very, very important matter for the Christian.
对我们基督徒信心是非常重要的。
We might have gone through any difficult kind of situation or any kind of challenge or kind of might the trial coming upon our life.
我们一生有的时候会碰到一些困苦或者是一些试探。
Maybe that is the time. That is the time when maybe we have a temptation from inner, from our hearts, and we might give up our own faith.
有的时候我们心中会得到诱惑，让我们放弃我们的信仰。
But once we believe in God, we should believe in Him until the last day of our life.
但是我们既然信了主，我们就要信到底。
And we can learn from the David, he's a such kind of faith.
所以我们就要从大卫身上学习到，因为他有这样的信心。
He never gave up such kind of faith in his heart.
因为他心中从来没有放弃过神。
Still, he believed that the Lord his God is the shield about him.
无论如何，他相信神就是他四围的盾牌。
So no matter what circumstance we are situated.
不管我们在如何的情况下
，We can rely on him.
我们可以依靠主。
He becomes our true strength.
他就是给我们的力量。
And this one we can learn from the Psalm chapter 3.
所以我们就可以从诗篇第三篇学习到。
Let's look at the Psalm chapter 28.
我们也看诗篇二十八篇。
Psalm chapter 28 verse 7.
诗篇二十八篇第七节。
Psalm 28 verse 7.The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exulted. And with my song, I shall thank him. This is also the Psalm, this Psalm chapter 28, also written by the David.
诗篇二十八篇也是大卫所写的一篇诗。
And here also he mentioned that the Lord is my strength, my shield.
这里说提到主是我的力量，是我的盾牌。
I think why God loved David so much.
我常常想主为神为什么这么爱大卫呢？
Because he has this kind of faith.
因为他就是有这样的信心。
And sometimes our faith kind of we can say wave, we can say sometimes up, sometimes down.
有的时候我们看我们的信心是浮浮起起的，不是很稳固。
And depends on the situation and circumstance.Our faith might kind of changing.
看我们周遭所碰到的事情，我们的信心有的时候就会受到影响。
We cannot stay the same way of faith, but when we encounter some certain kind of circumstance, we might lose our heart.
所以我们不能够保持一样的信心，碰到一种困难的时候，我们就会心中就会怯胆。
But we can see here, David, he never lose his heart.
在这里我们就看到大卫他从来没有他的心从来没有变过。
We know the life of Jesus.
我们看看主耶稣一生。
When he started his ministry,
当他开始传教的时候。
He encountered a lot of challenge, a lot of despise and jealousy from the own people.
他碰到很多阻挡，尤其他自己的人人民的取笑，还有
困难。There might a lot of discouragement.
他其实碰到很多让他灰心的事情。
Jesus, he himself, God himself.
主耶稣就是神，他本身。
And he can, he's the one supposed to let all the people know, so they come to him supposed to.
他其实可以让大家都知道他就是神，让大家都来到他那里去。
Especially the own people, like those who like a religious leader, they so called, they are the one against him.
尤其他到他自己的人民那里的时候，就像这些宗教的领袖，他们都不愿意来。
But yet in his ministry, he never be discouraged.
可是，在他传道的这几年，他从来没有灰
心过。He continued to forward his ministry to be accomplished.
他一直这样的工作到底。
We can see that he's such a kind of spirit, such kind of faith he has.
所以我们就可以看到他这样的精神，还有这样的信心。
Of course, we can say Jesus is God Himself.
当然，我们可以说，神就主耶稣就是他自己本身呢。
But yet at the same time, He is the like a human like us.
但是同时，他也有神的人性。
They might have a lot of discouragement.
他也会受到也可能会灰心过。
Yet He overcome all this kind of the situation and the negative situation.
可是他却能够胜过这些 这些不好的情况。
Because he trusts in God.
因为他信靠神。
Make it this during some years of this time of ministry made successfully journey finished when he was in the cross.
所以他传教这三年多，一直到他到十字架的时候，很成功的做到底。
I'm sure because not many people that see his true glory when he died on the cross.
我相信在他主耶稣十字架上死的时候，没有人看到他的荣耀。
Such a lonely way he died on the cross.
因为他在十字架这样孤孤单单的死去。
But his Father God remembered him.
但是天上的神父却纪念他。
And he finished this journey, opened the way of salvation there.
因为他走完在这世上的路，就把救恩的门打开了。
Because it is possible, because he prayed to God.
这些都他能够做到，因为他与神祷告。
When he was captured, by Roman soldiers, he prayed he himself in the Mount of Olives.
在主耶稣被罗马兵抓拿的时候，他一个人在橄榄山上祷告。
Such a prayer is a deep prayer.
他那是非常的深入的祷告。
It's not just like a physically kneel down a few minutes to pray. It's not that kind of prayer.
他那种祷告不是就是很随便的祷告几分钟而已。
His soul within his soul truly cry out to God.
因为他的心底，他的整个魂都是在投入在那祷告中。
Because he need to gain the spiritual strength.From God.
因为他知道他需要在神那里得到这个灵上的力量。
The one thing that we learn how Jesus overcome such kind of discouragements, such kind of circumstances, how he can continue to make his ministry make it possible.
我们要学习主耶稣他能够怎么能够在这种这么多的困难能够克服，能够一直达到终点呢？
Because he had a true prayer during his ministry.
因为在他工作的时候，他真正的祷告。
Many times we emphasize like we important, you know, prayer is very important.
常常我们都提醒讲说祷告非常重要。
Prayer is really important.
祷告实在是非常重要的。
We have to experience of prayer truly.
我们自己要亲身体验祷告的能力。
It's not somebody encourage us so we can be encouraged.
因为这个不是说人家来鼓励你，你就得到鼓励。
It's not somebody discourage us, we are being discouraged.
或许人家来让你灰心，你就灰心。
Our faith never be moved, our faith never be weakened because we have a true prayer.
这样子我们就不会因为情况而灰心，就是因为我们有真的祷告。
Jesus never wavered his faith at all during his ministry.
在主耶稣他工作这几年，他的信心从来没有摇动过。
Because he's willing to pray to God.
因为他愿意向神祷告。
Willing to communicate with God.
他愿意跟神祷告。
He wants to gain the strength from above.
他想要得到上面来的力量。
The man's way, I think David, he easily can be discouraged at this kind of circumstance.
我想，以人普通的人来讲，是很容易灰心的，像大卫碰到这种。
Maybe Jesus also may be discouraged if he doesn't communicate with God during the time of this such kind of circumstance.
同样，耶稣要是没有一直保持跟神很亲密的沟通的话，他也会很容易就灰心的。
In Psalm chapter 3 verse 4, here David he cried out to God.
在诗篇三篇第四节的时候，他向神大声的祷告。
This chapter 3 verse 4 and 5, here the verse 4, here David using the tense as a past tense.
在这里，这边大卫所用的这些动词都是过去性的。
Because he experienced of God before.
因为他以前已经领受到这些经验。
When he was crying to the Lord, and that God listened to him, his prayer.
他以前向神呼求，神都应许他。
So past experience helped him to build his faith to unmovable faith for David himself to be stand firm during this kind of sorrowful time.
所以当他在过去有这种体验的时候，所以他现在就建立了不动摇的信心了。
I hope that we continue to build our faith with a true prayer.
我但愿我们大家都能够从这个祷告中得到这个真正的信心。
So we can continue the experience of God within our prayer.
我们可以在祷告中一直体验到神。
So our faith is not the selfish faith, but deep into the Lord. Our faith to connect with God.
祷告不是光是表面上的祷告，而是真正能够深入跟神连接结合的。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 26.
请看以赛亚书二十六章。
Isaiah 26 verse 3.
以赛亚书二十六章第三节。
Verse 3 and 4.
第三、第四节。
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 and 4.
以赛亚书二十六章三和四节。
The steadfast of mind thou wilt keep in the perfect peace, because he trusts in thee. Trust in the Lord forever. For in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock. And I like this verse 3. It says, the steadfast of mind thou wilt keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in thee.
我个人非常喜欢的第三节，因为这里说艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
Once we connect with God, truly,
当我们真正跟神结合的时候，
no matter what circumstance our life turned to be,
不管我们周围遭到任何的情况，
we can trust in God.
我们还是能够信靠神。
Our faith never be as experienced a roller coasting down and up and like this.
我们的信心就不会像坐云霄飞车一样上上下下。
The verse 6 is that I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves against me round about. Verse 6, Psalm chapter 3. Go back, sorry.
我们再看回诗篇第三篇第六节。诗篇第三篇第六节，虽有成万的百姓来周围攻击我，我也不怕。
Even though there's a lot of enemy out there, like 10,000.
就算外面有十万个敌人。
All of them, they're against him.
这些人都来攻击我。
Yet this one doesn't make him to be afraid of them.
可是这种情况也不会让他害怕。
What I see is when Jesus, when he was in the Sea of Galilee, and when he would ride a boat.
当主耶稣在加利利海上坐船的时候，
at that time, he rode with his disciple.
他在船上与他的门徒一起。
The most of them, when there's a storm came upon to the ship, then they kind of under the panic situation.
他们乘船的途中忽然碰到大风浪。他的门徒就开始惊慌了。
But Jesus can take a nap in the ship.
但主耶稣还能够深深的入睡。
Because this kind of storm cannot wake him up even, do not bother his sleeping in the ship.
因为这么大的风浪让主耶稣也不会让他醒来。
When the disciples say, please wake, please save us, we are about to die.
结果门徒只好找赶快把主耶稣叫起来，因为求主耶稣来救他们。
Jesus pointed out their little faith.
主耶稣马上就指他们说：“你们怎么这么小信？”
Because they do not have enough confidence, enough trust in God.
因为他们那时没有相信神，没有足够的信心。
Such kind of circumstances they cannot handle by their own themselves, but they don't know what to do.
他们碰到那种情况的时候，他们自己不知道怎么办。
The only thing is they have to wake him up to Jesus, so they ask him to help.
他们只好赶快把主耶稣给叫醒。
But here also David, when he was such kind of circumstance similar like that.
所以这个也类似大卫所经过的情况。
Such like a big storms upon to David.
这是一个很大的风浪到。
It seems like no one can handle this situation.
这个情况是别人没有办法帮助他的。
But he willing to take and without any afraid.
可是他能够一点不惧怕的接受。
Because he knows God will help him.
因为他深信主耶稣神一定会帮助他的。
Because verse 8 he says salvation belongs to the Lord.
所以在第八节他说救恩属乎主的。
This is his his faith.
这就是他的信心。
In our Christian life, we might have undergone through all different kind of situation.
在我们做基督徒一生会碰到很多不同的情况。
Maybe great storms upon in our life.
或许有的时候会碰到大风浪。
But if we have a great connection with God.
但是我们要是跟神有很好的沟通。
With a true trust in Him.
我们可以真正的信靠他。
No matter what circumstance happened to us.
所以不管我们碰到什么时候。
It cannot harm to us.
我们都不会受到伤害。
Because we are protected by God.
因为我们会受到神的保佑。
We understand the salvation not belongs to people, but belongs to God.
我们知道救恩不属于人，而是属于神的。
And the Bible telling us, all this war or the battle, it depends on the God's hands.
圣经也不停地告诉我们，所有的战争都是在神的手中。
I'm sure God can holding us for the rest of our life.
我相信神也能够这样用他的亲手保守。
No matter what circumstance we are situated,
不管我们碰到什么样的碰到什么样的情况。
God is our God.
神他就是我们的神。
He is our Father and our Savior.
他是我们的天父，我们的救主。
Because salvation it belongs to in His hand.
救恩就是在他手中。
The only things we can find out from the Psalm chapter 3, we have to pray to God.
从第三章诗篇第三篇我们所得学的就是我们要跟神祷告。
We need a true prayer.
我们要真实的祷告。
David can make a such kind of a wonderful Psalm chapter 3 like this when he was under the stress and under the kind of the miserable time.
大卫他能够写的这种的自文，就算他碰到这么大的压迫的时候
，His faith never shaken at this time.
他的信心一直没有动摇过。
Because he truly trusts in God.
因为他真正的相信神。
He never be afraid even thousands out there the people against him.
就算外面有成万的人来攻击他，他也不怕。
Because he knows the salvation and belongs to the hands of God.
因为他知道。救恩就是在神的手中。
Now we can trust in him.
我们也可以信赖神。
Just like David, he trusts in God.
就像大卫这样子信赖神。
And verse 8, the last portion, Thy blessing be upon thy people.
也在第八节的最后一段讲，愿你赐福给你的百姓。
We are the one to receive all this blessing from God.
我们就是这些可以得到祝福的人。
Because we are belongs to Him.
因为我们就是属于神的百姓。
So the salvation is sure for us.
所以这个救恩就是很一定会给我们的。
Let's sing Him.
让我们一起唱诗。
263.
263首。